Not say two Shvat today. So I was thinking maybe to speak a little bit about the Inyan of two Shvat we have passed. About the Inyan from Anias Omen and the Broches. Before I start, I want to say over the Agdome or the Levush. The Agdome to Sefer HaLevush is brought down. The first page is printed Maise Neuro. And the story that he brings down in the Agdome from the Levush, that the Levush, the Modche Yafe, is Mechaber Asor HaLevushim. He was a rov in a small town. Till they sent from Poznan, the city of Kivayger later was the Rav there, they sent to call him to become the Rav. So when they sent to call him to become the Rav of Poznan, the Levush of Modche Yafe said, I will come, but Lemay says one more Miktsoya that I don't know yet. And after I do that Miktsoya, I'll be happy to become the Rav of the Choshev Kehila. He said that the Yuchis Kirush HaChoydesh, the Chochmas HaIbu, he doesn't know. He doesn't know yet Chochmas HaIbu. He knows everything else, but Chochmas HaIbu he doesn't know. So he said there's no one here in the country that knows how to teach in Poland Chochmas HaIbu. But in Italy, there's Maharu Abuav, and he's Maharu Abuav, he's a Mumche in Kirush HaChoydesh. So I want to go there to learn a quarter of a year Kiddush HaChodesh. And after I know Kiddush HaChodesh, I'm asking to become the Rav of Poznan. So you see, Taka, in Hichis Kiddush HaChodesh, he brings down Taka Alech Hashboinus after the Levush. So the Levush went down and he stayed by him for a quarter of a year. He was really almost about to leave. And he was sitting in his house. A little kid, the son of the Maharu Abuav, was 5 years old. And the kid ate a fruit, and he made a brocha, b'yir pri ha'etz b'kol ram, v'onu kol b'nei ha'bayis omen. V'remot chayafa didn't make omen. He didn't realize. The kid made a brocha. So the Maharu Abuav started to yell on him. Why didn't make comment? And he was manad to him. He put him in a nidui. Okay. So he waited for 30 days, kederi chaminudim. And after 30 days, he came over to the Maharu Abuav. He told the Maharu Abuav, I hear, the little kid made a bracha and I didn't answer amen. But you're putting me in a nidui? So the Maharu Abuav told him, I'll tell you. Yimchol Rabbeinu, Omar le mapishi machotosi, machoy re'af hazeh, hishiv le'achoch omanal, yadu ateira she'av gdoilo v'shleimo she'ainu tluya badovo ra'avticho yoyser mibni. Aval teide ne'emono she'isochayev niso b'shor shelo niso omen al abrocha shel atinek. אבל באמס ובתום אני מריח לך, רק בתנאי שכל מוקם וכל קהילה אשר תדרך כפרג לך, תדרוש ברבים ותדיע למסחת והפגם הנוירו של מי שאין אומן על ברוכה של ישראל. ותצב אל בונך ולבני בונך עצב כל האילו. שיספורס המייסה הגודל והנוירו that I'm going to tell you now. All this is printed in the Agdome of the Levush. The Maharu Abuav told him, I'll tell you the following story. It was a city at the time of Gzeiras Tov Resh and Vov Tesh Ruv Nezayin Tarnach Tatnat that was a king. And every while he would decide, you know, to megarish the Yidden. There was one chosid that Imamish loved, the chosid Abbas Nefesh. And every time it was a Gzeira, the chassid will come and the king will love him. Yeah, and vada everyone could stay. Vahi ayoyim, v'yitzliach ma'isa sotin, and the melech made again a gzere to throw away all the yidden from the shtot. So everyone came to the chassid, to the house of the chassid, and they asked the chassid to go to the melech, to meratze. So the chassid said, I will go, but I didn't have a mincha yet. So they told him, pikuach nefesh is more important than davening mincha. So the chassid went, and he just came to the melech got up and kissed him and hugged him, what you want, this and that. But he knew already it's okay, everything is okay. Toch kedei advogim, when he's speaking to the melech, Galach came, and he started to bench the melech, one of the Goyish languages, all different brachas, a ganze drosha and a brocha. It was taking ages. Chassid was scared that he will miss mincha. So he went to the corner, the dame mincha, planning, we'll finish mincha before Yerem will finish the drosha. In the middle of the Galach finished the drosha, he said, everyone to stay omen. The chassid first was davening, second one, he never understand the language. When Galach finished, he said, no, everyone answered omen. Everyone said yes. He asked also that Yidden is davening there. They said, no, he's davening. So the Galach fell on the floor, started to pull off his hair. He said, oy, mamish was a shas rotzen, my arm, my brachas, mamish had to be miskayim. Because this chassid didn't answer, now the king will never get it, and will never happen again. Kids said, the king became very bekas. He decided to kill the chassid, and he cut his body up to pieces, and he put it in a bag, and he sent it home. And he sent away all the yidden from the shtot. Zog de levush, that the chassid had a friend, also a big chassid, and he was mamish, you know, he was wondering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was such a chassid, such a maise. Loi chotshi kotshi brichu da ovi dine beloi daine. Muzayin, the chosid nish given a chosid. Muzayin, quietly he did epes. So can he say, I knew him so well, golish giton, such a misa mishuna, middle of davening minchet, mistam nish given a chosid. And his friend chosid was fasting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he would make out to him, and he was misboided and misboided. Vi ayoyim that his other chosid is sitting in his room, misboided and misboided, ma'osu Hashem to the other chosid kacha. Vahi ayoyim. Boel of a chosid anerak be'atzmoy. In the middle of the day when he's sitting and fasting, the asid chosid came down. Because the first chosid got all nervous. Vayem olay ha-chosid, don't worry. Vayem olay ha-chosid ha-chai, yudani she-chosid gol ha-yiso. Al ken toim olay al ma osam ha Hashem kocho. Ma chori raf ha-godol asher ovar olecho. Hei shiva nerag, af ane agid lecho ha-emes. Mi yom ay lirasisi shum ha-veire. Ray kudish boruch hu medagdik im tzadikim kichud ha-sayro. Verov ha-oilu meinim nizorim bezeh. בזה אחת שפעמחס אוסו בני הקודן ברוכה על הפס ושומעתי ולא יניסי אומן על הברוכה והרך לי הקדוש ברוך הוא כביוכל אפוי עד המייסה שנעשה לי בעומדי לפני המלך בוסו ודם של הניסי אומן על ברגז המלך ואיכר המלך מועיד ובויסה שוב בזין של מלו דונו ואיסי על של הניסי אומן על ברכוס בני. This is the punishment. Well, I missed one omen. לכן אתו חביבי תספר בוז לבינכו ובן בינכו ולכל באוילום אסמייסה ותזירם על אני הסומן ופורח לוי איש האמס החוסית. So this מארי אבואב told to the לבוש. So now you understand when I was menada you, because I knew that you were chayev misa because you didn't answer amen to my daughter's brocha. B'meila, I wanted to save you from Dina Shel Gehenem. And I wanted to save you from Misa Chamura. So I'm moichel you, but I'm mitzave you. And you will tell over the story and every kehila that you come. Al ken ayore v'chod ad var Hashem yikro ma'isa ze pa'machas b'chodesh. להגיע לך בבייס האוינה שהגודל לכל מי שאין האוינה אומן אפילו על ברגע סתינג שלוי ומכל שכן בבייס הכנסס כשהחז מספר אפילו אז יודחס ובפרס בברוכה שאין האוילה נזור עם זה מה זו שכנוסו לציר אין ומתכף מיידים אנחנו לכו ואין אין עם אומן וצל מיירים של שבס ופרוי סולנו כשמסיים השעס ירושלים מתחיל עם האוילה ושומרו ארגנצור לזור לאנס אוילה קודם מיידים. This is the Maaseh Rav that is printed in every Sefer Levush. Or Chaim Chelek Aleph, you have in the first page, Maaseh Neuro. So now that we know how Neuro is, Maaseh Neuro, for a moment, so let me help you a little bit. Someone once came to the Stipner and told him, you know, everything is so scary, yeah? One omen, Levush, I didn't bring you from Mekubalim. Levush, Chosh Sefer, Shlibur brings a line here, a line there. Ir Shushan, Cheshem Mishpat. Levush is one level up. That's Maaseh from Levush. The type is an animal, it's terrible, Taka. Aber stell dich zu, how much schar you get on every omen. You think, what is the schar of every omen? With the Teva Meruba. I know there's a lot of halachas that people don't know about omen. I think if we'll go over a little bit, duch the halachas and the psakim, I think it was, you know, the Heinte Gedol already, they have these omen groups and omen parties. I'm not sure if you have to be so right. But Aval is the Indian. Chazal says it. Remember, Shrabi Pashas Kisov Ishtayt. In Golla Kurishborchu Yosu Me'omen Shi Yisrael Oinu. Gmor and Brochas, the Bun Gimel says, Godla Oinu Omen Yosu Me'amevorech. Gmor brings a Moshe Lemelech Shiyered Lemilchoma. The king goes down. And the soldiers go down, and then the other ones come and they take all of the food, they take all of the shlau. The one that makes the brach is kilu the soldier that goes down to the war, and then the omen is kilu picks up. Zogamen bechayev pashas b'shalach. Shebirkas av mevorich doimel shtar edu shakadosh baruch hu mekayir habrachas. But the one that says omen is kilu mekayim the shtar. It's kilu kiyum the shtar. A person that doesn't say Amen, first it's missing the kiyum, but it's more, it's kilu a kitrug. Ana Amen. Zog the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. See, based on the Ramo. The Afa Mevorech, Nochin Lekatchila Shiecha Velishmoya Ani Asa Amen, Velotzis Yedei Choyv Asa Amen. Ibn Aloch is very impactful in it, what is the pshat in it, if you have to be able to do it or not. But the tzad of the shit is that you have to do it is because the omen is kilu the kiyum. So the mevorech will also have it. And a person says omen, the Gemara says in Shabbos, kol ha'oyne omen b'chol koichoy poischim lo isha regan eden. The Marashon Chidush HaGidah says that Varet says, shah regan eden, not shah regan eden, shepoischim lo kol ha'shorim. Amen Shmira, everyone knows Chazal. Kiyum leGzardin shel Shivim Shana. Boichim leAvoynes afilu Shem Etzminu sheboy. So Rav Rav Shteyman speaks out a couple places. Psamot leMaisa. A little Amen, you give so much. What is the proportion? Doesn't make sense. You know, when you hear it, you hear people that you know someone was nifta in the family, and every Shabbos they make an Amen party, yeah. You think Nebuchs. When you hear what is every omen? You have a cheshek. The Charedim Shtei, that what says that Misha'ayin ha'omen, Moichrim lo'al kol avinoiso, it's only if someone does it bekvias. The Moshe Reb Chaim Voloshiner was makpid that any bracha that he did will be someone that will answer amen. I was in Chutzlaretz a couple years ago. I had stuck someone in Antwerp Shabbos. It was one of the amen people there, and him and his wife have a akpada. They don't eat and drink if there's no one to answer amen. Like if there's no one in the house, they will not eat, because they will not make a bracha without a person to answer amen. Chaim Volozhin was also like that. The Mishneh Berurah, I think it's a sefer that is accepted in most of Klal Yisrael, brings down, Ishtadel kol ish Yisrael lanos kol yoim tishim amenim. To be marked with the answer 90, yeah? I know some people that could say maybe they do 9. You know, in Klal Yisrael was a meaning, we'll get to it, that, you know, they said brochas at the beginning of davening, in the oil of the answer amen. There's a Yid that's trying now to bring it back. He sent me letters. He wants me to help him. But I know my mom is only the second member. Maybe it's Mashamayim. I have to help him. But he's very into it. He's putting a lot of money into it. There's a Yid Beit Shemesh. He's very much working it. The Hachzer HaTorah LeYoshua. But in all the other shuls, you know, someone read the biggest Hashacha. You know, when someone does it in the Shtibla, he's so angry. He's killing the video. Yeah. Myself also. The Ma'ase says, is it in the answer Tishu Amenim? And Midbar Kedomas Lachidosh state, Shemisha'imer Tishim Amenim Bechol Yoim Einen Nizak. Try it. I heard it's Baduk Menusa. The book for Alas Gulas. Mamuka Biz. Uman, yeah? I say, they go from one side to the other. I'm not the salsa. Chazal says, if you say 90 omens b'chol day, nothing happens to you. Guy says, you say 90 omens a day? Why don't I? And all of these things, you know, when you hear them, it sounds like heavy. But when you get used to them, it's a normal thing. You have some chazal shots. You're anyway sitting there. So, but the most, you will not read the best, you know, it's the story in the side in the blue paper, yeah? Or, you know, the. It's a couple of shots. You already have 18. You come to Shtiblach in the middle of the minion. You step in, I could happen as a 10. Some shmooze with another guy outside. Anyway, you're standing there. They're giving out gold. The Mishneh Berurah says that the Ari HaKodesh not only would listen to the Brochas HaShachar that they were makpid to do in the morning, he would, everyone, Afilu Hoyo Meo, the Shari Chuvadir brings down. He would stand and answer Amen, even in the middle of Sukkot HaZibur. Rav Shneiman said that Amol, some things people were mevatel because bitl teir. He says Amol, we didn't talk, it will go around the whole time to try to answer Amol. Nowadays, maybe sometimes it could be bitl teir. But he said, but not the mevatel. He said, Mr. Ari was also makpid on sitting and learning. I don't know if you know the Rosh, I saw myself, I'm not playing the eyes of the Ari. I saw the Ksaviyana, the Shidim Mekubetzes, and Babakame. You saw the Ksaviyana, the Shidim Mekubetzes? You know who written the Shidim Mekubetzes? The Ari HaKodesh. I saw the Ksaviyana from the Ari HaKodesh. It was Isaac, you know. It's a bocher, like, Kisviyodos, Ksat. So the Ksaviyana, the Shidim Mekubetzes that we have, he was the Talmid of Bezalel Ashkenazi, and he was the one that written the Shidim Mekubetzes and Babakame. And he was also a Nister of the Ari, yeah? But the Ari HaKodesh, you know what Hashem said? It's called Kulei Yir. And he himself was busy saying Amen. They say from the Saba Mislabotke, and he said that it's worth for a person to live all of his life for one time to say Amen. For one time to say Amen. I don't know this whole Maise, but as a Maise, I don't know clearly the Maise. A large book today in the afternoon. I was sitting home, and I was thinking what I was speaking about. I took out my nose, I was looking at about Amen. I put my daughter came over to me, she said, I want to tell you a story, how important it is to say Amen. She didn't know. She thought I'm learning a different sugya. She told me that I think this is the same mindset as Adam Slabotka. There was a lady that was living near the altar. The altar was there over this mindset every year. An old lady, she was very dirty. And she asked the altar if he could daven that she would have a richas yomi b'shani. The altar told her, you have such a miserable life. What are you living? She was poor, smell was gone. She said that her house stinks, she's full with dirt. But once a week, there's a lady that comes and cleans out the house. And for 2 hours, the house is clean. So she opens the window, and she could hear from the shul, the Kaddish. And she answers, Amen Yishmei Rabba. So she wants to have Arichas Yomim that she could have once a week to answer. The altar said, she's right. She's right. It's worth for that to live. L'umas dem b'chayodom en klal vov, Sif Aleph says, Mishe'eino oine omen on shoy gotl me'oid. So now a person has to know, if you don't know the halachas of omen, you could be nichshel all of your life, and for sure, you can't be mekayim the halachas of omen. So, lo me'ib tzachot. What do you have to be mechaven when you say omen? Omen is very big, yeah? Maybe it doesn't even mitzvah like Havana, we spoke last week, Pesach Nish. A person says omen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Islam is a limud zchus. Yeah, but if we want to chav tzachomen, again, I'm telling you, it's only a question of training yourself. I know it sounds like a hard thing to do now, like, oh, my life, I'll be busy with the Abeinim, yeah? I was a Gornish. Since for the Shabbat, I'm going to say, Amen, Amen, look. Ichab, Ryan. Count, every day they have 90. If you're not Nizek B'chol Yoim, you'll have more time because no bad things will happen to you. It's not like, you know, you don't say it, so you have a tzaras in your business, yeah? You say Amen, Pitam you'll see, I know some people. Pitam, these are Yeshuas. These are Yeshuas. It's Poshet Azeh. From one omen you have to die if you don't answer. So when you say, you get a welt. Chaim Elojner says, Shu lo imotzo li muschus if a person answers omen on a kavone. Now more from that. If a person says omen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It could be omen yaseima. The Gemara says, if you say Amen 2 minutes after the bracha, we'll see you later. It's Amen Yisayimah. Your kids will be Yisayimah. That's the end of the Gemara. Amen Ketufa, too early. Your kids will die early. Your life will die early. That's the Gemara in brachas. So, Amen, you know, before Shmuel Levitz, Alamol has a vote. He's against vitamins. Why? He says, white people, it's shit, yeah? So why is it against vitamins before Shmuel Levitz? He says, no, it's not, it could kill. So I told him, it could kill. So he says, so why you take it? I said, they say it helps. He says, if it could help, it could kill. Manushach. If it could change something in your body, maybe it could kill. Mechateis or not. If something could change something, if it could change your body, how about it could kill also? This is his time. I think he's right. No, I'm not saying. If the doctor says, why am I saying that? You have Chazal. Chazal says, you say Omen a second after the bracha, your kids will die. Kol ha'ona Omen yasoimov, iyu bono v'yasoimim. It's a gemara in brachas. It's a gemara. What's the pshar? Because we don't understand. There's a lot of koichas in Omen. Omen is not a gornish. Kol ha'ona yasoimov, iyu bono v'yasoimim. Kol ha'ona Omen yasoimov, Omen on kavanah b'chayav aloshin says, Chaim Elojner said in Keser Roish, Tefillah b'loy kavon, the Gemara says, it's giguf b'li neshama. It says, guf b'li neshama is like the makiv of a korban on a neshama. What is it? Mincha. Korban mincha is a korban on a neshama. Omen b'loy kavon, lo imotzos yischus. Now, Chashulchan says, what is the kavon? It says, better not to answer if you don't have a kavon. So I'm not saying now, our generation about at least deciding to work on Amen. I said, Animal, don't take on now for all of your life, but take on Amen with the Kavanas for the next week, till next Lel Shishi. For a week. Shulchan Aruch says the word Amen means Emes. Zog the Mishnah Brura that the Moshe and Birkas Hashvach Asher Nosa Nasech Vibino Laachri Ben Yerim Ben Loilo Amen. What do you mean? Yeah, Emes. Shelo Yosa Negoi Emes. Shelo Yosa Neisho Emes. Emes Abroche Ve'ani Ma'amin Bo. In Mogen Avrom Zog the Mishnah Brura, you have to be Mechaven Emes ושיהיה מובהור השם שהוא מוגן אברהם. And I מבורך בריבונו של עולם. It's the same idea. It's true, and I'm benching the ריבונו של עולם. I'm משתתף. I know, I agree, and I'm משבח השם. And the ברכס הבקושה, אתו חוינן, all the ברכס are הבקושס, especially if you want to be יויצן, את חזור זו שעץ, you מחב an אומן, and כן יהי רוצן. I know some people say it in Bekeskanim. Amen can he rotzen? Hashem Yishmarech, some say only can he rotzen? I'm a coin, so I don't know exactly how to answer. Bekadish Lemoshul, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Iker is fakert, is kal v'iskadish meirabo omen, alevai, alevai. I want it to happen. They say that the Biskirov once had a davening on someone. It was Chazor Zashat. He had him said, Reif Lechel Am Yisrael. He said, Amen, and then he was Mechaven. Rav Shteyman says, Kule, I'm just saying it, that it's enough to be Mechaven, that I'm Mechaven, but you have to be Mechaven. So Rav Shteyman said, people that it's hard for them to Mechaven all the Kavanas, Amen, I'm Mechaven, I know that it means maybe Emes and Bakoshes, I'm Mechaven. Avad the Bale Asoit, Be'ez Hashem, a person has to hope one day to be from the Bale Asoit, to get to that Madrege, to come to the higher Madrege. Bale Asoit mechaven that Omen is Rosh HaTeves Kel Melech Nehem. But this is really a higher Madrege. I mean, after a while, to mechaven it. Avad, you want the Zgulis of Omen? I'll tell you, it's a leichter zach, but it's a oil. But if a person takes it on, it's mishan the person. I heard once a hezbe, a broches we have to do, because you're not allowed to eat before you make a broche. So we have to do it. So we're not showing so much kvod shamayim. Omer, we don't really have to do. We know we have to. But it's not an oil. So when you look for the Amen, and you're doing the Amen, it's kilu looking for Mekad B'Shem Shamayim. Now, when you have to answer Amen, when you have to answer Amen, so the Aloch is Hashemeh Abrocha Mipi Yisrael, Afilu Lo Yishoma Askoros Hashem Chayev Lanu Is Amen. Lo Yishoma, just he knows that he made a Brocha. You're allowed to answer. It's two halachas. When someone says a brocha, you have to answer. If you don't answer, someone gets little kids. But if you don't answer, we saw what happens. You can be killed and sent in a bag home. Yeah, that's what happened to Nachasi. If you don't answer Amen, you deserve to be killed, cut up to pieces and put in a bag and be sent home. This is what happened to Nachasi. What? Well, he got a punishment that he didn't deserve because he's a chassid.
I'm saying he was a
chassid. So he got a punishment he didn't deserve.
No,
only on his dagger. And in low dagger, I mean, what do you mean, dagger? I mean, you let him without it. So Pshat is, he has bigger punishments. He's not holy there, but that is the amount of the punishment. The prison will get them, not the chassid will get more punishment. The chassid with medakdek clean to be clean completely. The other person is not so clean, he's losing parts of Gai Nerida. What is Pshat Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek? The person has something from gold. So you clean it. Something from wood you don't clean. But the wood thing doesn't, is never sold like so much money. Yeah? So it's on the floor, the gold you put on the head. To be on the head, to be on the floor, it's worth to be on the head. To be clean, to be on the floor. Now, but the Gemara says in Brochus that was a big shul. This happens in the mirror the whole time. That, you know, you can't hear the chazan. You can't hear the chazan. Today is really not only the mirror, it's a lot of big places, yeah? Bells. You can't hear the chazan. So you answer amen or not. So the Gemara says you're allowed to answer amen if you know on what they're saying it. Now you have to hold cup. A lot of times people are nichshol on a terrible aver. Because, you know, in Kaddish they're not really holding exactly if it's iskadal, iskabel, or iskasholim, yeah? And they answer, I mean, yisayme, iktufo. Now, in these places, you're not mechuyev to answer amen. They also cool it. When you dive in the bells, you're not mechuyev to answer amen. Because you never heard the bracha, really. You're allowed to. The more brings down there was a shul in Alexander from Mitzrayim that you couldn't hear, but they had like towels and they waved. Rav Zalman Auerbach was mesupik what to do in Chazal Sashatz. If you come to a shul and the Chazal Sashatz starts, you see all the guys around you shmoozing. There's no 10 people answering. So the brachas of the chazan are brachas of atole. So the brachas of atole, if you answer amen, it's amen yisayimu. So Shem Zalman was besubik, you're allowed to answer amen, it's such a chazal sashat. The Velt says that the maize of the chazan makes a tnai that if not, it's an adobo. Someone told me that Rebbe Liber, chazal sashat, every time he says, and then the pasuk, Baruch Hashem lo ilam, amen v'amen. The amen that he answers, he finishes the pasuk before they finish, that he doesn't want to have, he has a suffix. If you can answer amen or not. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to say a big chiddush, that you're allowed to answer amen even if you don't know about the tzibur. While the Olam know what the Omen goes, even if you specifically don't know, you mischaber to the tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah is mashmah like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That you have to know. If you the Mishnah Berurah, it could be it's an Omen Yisayim if you don't know. I don't know why I'm saying it. The person says, I'm becoming a machmir on Omen. He will start to go to Chazal Sashatz, he doesn't know where to hold it, he starts to say Omen. But Chabal came to the Shir. Because before that, the Nish Gizak Domen, it's all of his kids will be Yisayim, Chas V'Shalom. I know Amin Yisayim, I'm Bolev Yisayim. We'll go by it. So one Amin Yisayim is, if you don't know what you're answering, it's Amin Yisayim.
He has to know where they're holding
him, but... Yeah.
Or just...
No, not Chazal Tashach. Not Shachris.
No.
No, he has to know Ala Tzadikim. ולירושלים, אז צמח שמה גלינו. עושה לקדיש. יעז לו, בזזכר ובזכר להשמי רבו. משיך, או איזה שולם. יעז לו, לפני עד עשני, כאלה עצר. If it's after תוך כדי דיבור, you can't answer amen. Happens a lot of times, I'll tell you in a second. It happens a lot of times. What is the case of Amin Yaseima? A lot of times a person is holding a Pesuk in the Zimra. He's not sure if he can answer Amin. He rushes to the end of the Pesuk and he answers Amin. Could be he misses it. I think I'm Shemazama told me once. It reminds me of these people like someone's running back, you know, like a big clip. He's running, and he falls down, yeah? He wants to say, oh man, he just took a prison, so I have to talk to the people. Now, Safek Amin Yaseima, the Biuraloche and Simon Kufchov Daret says that it's also. The Moshe wants to say that you're allowed, and you're misufik if it's talking to Dibur, if you're allowed to answer Amin or not. Now, there's a big shayla in the Poiskim that the Maisa de Achro is if all of the Tzibur is saying Amen yet, you could have a right. The Olam says, oh man, like in a yeshiva, so even if maybe it's talking to Dibur, especially when you speak in a big shul, it's like a wave. So that when the last people are saying Amen already, they're holding ready in something else. So then you're allowed to. Now, the same thing, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the bracha and the Amen. Kivegel says that if you're holding a middle pasuk of the Zimra and someone finished the bracha and you finish the pasuk, you can't answer Amen because it's already a hefsek in between the bracha. So not only that, even if you rush and you finish after the Tzadok Gedibur, you can't answer Amen. You can't answer Amen. Again, but if the Tzibur is answering Amen, so even if you finish, you could answer Amen.
Why is it a hefsek?
Because there's no shachas to the bracha, you spoke in the middle. You made a bracha, you spoke. What is your shachas to his bracha? If it's a tzibur saying Amen, so you start also the tzibur. But if not, it's not connected. Say it again. The person who's taking himself Amen, will not know the potim, could be a more yotzos chavah b'hafsed. You know, he's into Amen, to where he goes to Shtiblach, and after 2 words of security, he chaps Amen's all over, not Amen the same. There's no rebach. You take on something of the Nevi'im the Halachas. You're allowed to say Amen without a Yarmulke. You're allowed to say Amen in Kremis and Metunafim, and you're allowed to be Meharil. The Marshal, and Beis HaMerchetz, in the inside room, you're not allowed to be Meharil, Dibur Teyor. In the outside room, you're allowed to be Meharil, because it's not really Marshal, a place that is mamish dirty like a bathroom, you're not allowed to be Meharil. So then you're not allowed to say Amen also. You're allowed to have food in your mouth when you say Amen. Then when you make a bracha, you're not allowed to have food in your mouth. The word says, Yamala Piti, Yamala Gwaz Hashem Yashmea Kol Te'ilosoi, that the mouth has to be completely clean. And the Amen is Murach in the Gemara that you're allowed to, it's only Yachshash Yagdim Kona Leveshes. But on Yachshash Yagdim Kona Leveshes, you're allowed to say Amen even if your mouth is not. Even if your mouth is open, full with food. Now, the shaila is be'etzem, a lot of times, at the brochas of the little kids. If you're allowed to answer Amen or not. If the kid is not igia lechinuch, you're not allowed to answer. You don't have to answer Amen. But the minig is to answer Amen to make him to feel mechunach. Why I'm saying it. It happens in Bez Hashem, right? We want now to be Omendika people, right? Okay, so little Shabbos, we're going to eat somewhere, and we wash Anu Tilas Yadayim, and then the little kid, 3 years old, says Amen. Says a bracha. Now you're Omen person. To answer Omen or not? So we know, if an adult makes Anu Tilas Yadayim after you made Anu Tilas Yadayim, you answer Omen, right? It's not called a Epsi. But you're not allowed to talk. So if the little kid is not a gyal chinuch, so it's considered talking. So you're not allowed to answer Amen. But lemaise, if you answer Amen, you don't have to be chayzer. Shlemazamen would, and little kids are not a gyal chinuch, he will answer Amen, Amen. Like Amen megum gemes. Amen. Not a real Amen, but like to make them to feel. If he's a Gia Lechinuch and he knows the brachas, you have to answer Amen. And you're allowed to answer Amen in between the Tiras Yudayim and Amoitzi. Stama Aloch, if we're talking already, the priest can bring down that in between the Tiras Yudayim, before you made the bracha on the Tiras Yudayim, you're not allowed to answer Amen to nobody. After you wash the Moshe, you're not allowed to talk also. Some people think they don't. I saw a lot of people, they don't talk after Atiras Yudayim. But before the bracha, they talk, yeah? It's fakel. If you have to say something very important, say it after the bracha. Because then it's not so bad. But before the bracha, it's mamash terrible. Because in between the washing and the wiping, then the bracha has to be on the mitzvah. Then you're not allowed to be mafsi. After it, before a mitzvah, I think the states of saying you have to talk. Some people even have a minig if they talk to wash their hands again. Yeah, I think it became very accepted, that minig. But the ikir is not, then you're not even answering government. Now, I know what I'm going to say now is a kule. You know, I don't like to say kules. But you know, we have to know, a person is walking in the street and he hears a Kaddish and a Omine Yishmer Rabba and a Boruchu and a Kedusha. You know, these people, you walk, you see them like attached to the street because in a shul somewhere they're saying Kedusha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that he heard in the Chazanish, and Azeli Reb Moshe Feinstein says that he has to answer. It's koilet. It's koilet. Yeah? Some say that there's no chiyuv. Reb Eliashiv of Shemazam will hold that there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. Again, if you hear the full bracha, then you have to answer. Now, the shayla is alamod, and this is not so close. If a person is learning in a bismedrash and they're davening, if he has to answer omen and every bracha or not. I know from the chavuz of Nissim Karelitz, they would sit in shachis learning the shinazas noshim, and the other minyan was davening, he would only get up for kaddish and for moedim. The other ones, he said, I don't hear them now, I'm learning. So I'm saying, I can't say that it's mutar, but you have to know that, honestly, because you're oisik be mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah, it's hard to answer. It's hard to answer it. I'm saying it's a gray area. You have to know, yesh al malismoich, if you're in a different room, in a different matzev, could be it's not mechay of you. It's hard to, I'm saying, it's the moment that I never managed to find out, klo, vi vait is bechiu, vi vait is no chiu.
Or different in the street.
What? No, it's the same achleitis. Because in the street you're not oisik b'mitzvah, here you're sitting and learning. I'm saying, I don't have it close. Now, chutz from all of that is the Omer Yehei Shmei Rabo. Omer Yehei Shmei Rabo is a bazlum b'razach. The Moses says, if a person is mechavet in Omer Yehei Shmei Rabo, koirim lo igzar din shel shivim shono. Kerim lo igzar din shel shivim shana. What is the pshat? So we have to know what is the kavon if a person wants to mechaven in the Omen Yesh Merabo. What kavon is he has to have in the Omen Yesh Merabo to mechaven? So some say the kavon is Omen, Emes, and I'm asking that it will be Miskayim. Yehei Shmei Rabo. Yehei will be Shmei, the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbo. I want the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Rabbo. Yehei Shmei, Rabbo, Mevorach, Leolam, Uleol, Meol, Mayo. So I'm saying, Yehei Shmei, Yehu Shmei, you know what I want it to be? Rabbo, Mevorach, Leolam. This is one way. Other, Yehei Shmei, Rabbo, Yehei Shmei, Hagotl, Mevorach lo'olam ulo'olam ulo'olam ulo'olam. So the medakdikim, one shim shalom, is Omer Yehei Shmei Rabo, Mevorach lo'olam ulo'olam ulo'olam. You think both? I know of the Melech HaChom, this is what they do. Omer Yehei Shmei Rabo, Mevorach lo'olam ulo'olam ulo'olam. If you want to be Korea, Gzal Din Shal Shivim Shalom. Now, what would be if a person didn't hear the shots? He comes, he hears the Olam saying, Yehei Shmei Rabo. So Be'ikar Adin, he doesn't have to say the Amen. Like we said, if you don't hear the Brocha, you don't have to say the Amen, you only have to say Yehei Shmei Rabo. זה הלוך, ציבור זה קדוש, יעד זה קדושו, יעד זה די יש מירב, יונאו תסי דה עומר. Now, what would be if sometimes you hear Bevorach lo olam ulo olmei olmeyo, you hear the Olam saying it. So then, you're allowed to say Yehesh Mei Rabba with them, but you're not allowed to say Amen, because they're already four words away from the Iskadl. So then you only say Yehesh Mei Rabba. Now, as the Indian to hear the Chobbeis Taivis, Yehesh Mei Rabba, Mishmarach, 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 Shmei Likud Shabrichu. Now, some Chassidim say it, because Be'etzim you really have to hear it. We say that we don't say it, we let the Shliach Tzibur to say it. But the real Medayidikim know that if you're in the street and you hear Yehesh Mei Rabba, you say yourself, Shmei Rabba, Lama Rabba, Yehesh Mei Rabba, because then you don't have the Shatz that are saying it for you. You're not Yehesh in the Shatz. So it's the Inyan to finish the Chav Beis Oisiyas. This is the Inyan to finish the Chav Beis Oisiyas, they have the Ashlam HaSadvari. So I'm saying, I think to myself today, you know, the Olam was so busy, payers, someone came over and told me, you know, I was in a satish today, and I made 32 brachas. I said, everyone did there? I said, yeah. Everyone was doing this. I said, it's good for a shidduch episode. How much omens he said today? He was in a place, he heard 500 brachas, not even one omen. I'm saying, I think, when the talent fill him is chazek, the person will take, you count 90 omens. 90 omens every day. Shtubur says, Roy, do a 90 omens, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be not Nizak, and Be'ez Hashem, you'll have Siyat HaVishmai.
Amen.